This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I mean, that was the stretch in the basketball game where the Warriors were able to reclaim control, and Draymond Green was at the center of it. Jimmy Butler was awesome. But when Draymond Green is playing, I'll go ahead and say it, defensive player of the year level basketball Shasky, the Warriors are a very different team. And we did not see it against the Denver Nuggets. Thank you, sir. We did not see it against the Nuggets, but I think because they got embarrassed, it made sure that we were going to see it against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, they, I just think that they played very galvanized, inspired basketball yesterday, knowing what was at stake. And there's just not a lot of margin of error right now, Evan. Like, there just isn't. Like, they can't throttle down at all.
you know, the Nuggets can throttle down a little. They've got a little bit of a cushion. And they went out there and they were like, all right, we got nothing to lose. And then all the others stepped up. And it, I think the very next night, you sit Steph Curry and the Warriors were like, all right, now the others have to step up. And I thought they did. I thought GP2 stepped up. Pajemski stepped up. I thought Draymond stepped up. Quite frankly, you know, Draymond, let's call it what it is. When Steph don't play, he has a tendency to get tossed out of games. I thought he was on his P's and Q's yesterday, even though it wasn't his greatest offensive game. And then Jimmy Butler clearly stepped up. Quentin Post stepped up. Like, everyone had their moments. Pajemski, I don't know if I referenced him yet. So it was nice to see a good, solid team win led by Jimmy and Dre.
Yeah, again, 104-93 last night, the Warriors beat the Bucks. By the way, we're brought to you by Golden Gate, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You just got me thinking. You know why I think that we saw the best Draymond last night? And why, to your point, he didn't, I don't know, get ejected or just not show up?
There was a checkout of Dre when, you know.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I think it's because, for once, or for the first time in a long time, when Steph is out, there's still a superstar on the floor. There's still another player that he respects at that same level, not in the same way, but of Steph. And so, yes, for the last couple of seasons when Steph didn't play, yeah, he's running with Wiggins. A couple of years ago, perhaps it was, you know, Poole, Klay Thompson, or a different version, a post-injury version of Klay Thompson. Draymond's like, dude, we're probably going to lose this game. Or this is not going to be one. This is one that I got to work damn hard just to be in the game. And this ain't going to be fun. This is going to take a lot out of me. I think that any other year, on the tail end of a back-to-back, especially after getting worn out against Aaron Gordon and a bunch of bigs in Denver, Draymond Green, I don't know if he would have got ejected, but he would have thrown in the towel last night. But because they're playing meaningful basketball, and I think more importantly, Jimmy Butler's there, yeah, I do think we see a different Draymond.
The one aspect of Dre that I did not foresee coming when they made the Jimmy Butler acquisition, number one, the like bromance that him and Jimmy have, clearly, like you call it respect, it's deeper than that. Like they're very few players in the league for Draymond are on his level in terms of how he views them. Clearly, Jimmy is someone who he sees as a peer. I don't know how many guys in the league you can say that about. And I'm dead serious about this. There might be more talented players, but like, case in point, I'm throwing out some names. LaMelo Ball. You bring LaMelo Ball to this team. Draymond doesn't think he's on his level. No, LaMelo might think that. So they're not going to have that cohesion and that respect that goes in both directions. I don't even know if Book, you know, like someone like Devin Booker, he would look at it that way. But because Jimmy's a similar age and has accomplished certain things and has that equity league-wide, I really do believe that Draymond views him on the same level as him as a peer.
Well, here's what Jimmy Butler said about Draymond Green and his defense.
He just knows. He knows everybody that he's going up against, whether they're the star player, the third option, or the first guy off the bench. It doesn't matter. He's locked in, and he's never wanting you to help, which is, you know, sometimes he does get beat, and he'll still get mad if you help, but he's just locked in.
He also made a joke that's like, Draymond doesn't want to lose on defense against a five-year-old. You know, that's the kind of competitor that he is. I would, with an asterisk, say when he wants to be. When Draymond Green is feeling that kind of way, when he, I think, takes it personal, which is how the entire, I actually think the entire team felt that way. They felt embarrassed after the Denver game.
They should.
Steve Kerr was still terse at the podium during the pregame press conference yesterday. Like, I think they took that game to heart. And so, yeah, it's one of the reasons why I felt like they were going to beat Milwaukee. In addition to, the Bucks have not been playing great basketball. I don't think they're a great team. I don't know if the Warriors are a great team. But last night proved to me again that I believe that they're a good team. Good teams win that kind of game even without their best player because they just got punked 24 hours prior.
Everyone's going to say that Giannis is like, you know, athletically he's a freak. But he does do similar things to what OG, Cat, and Aaron Gordon did to them.
He's physically dominant.
But they're not, I don't know. Do you consider him as rugged as those other guys around the rim?
I mean, he's a lot more raw.
Yeah.
But he's just pure power. He's going to put his head down. And most teams are not going to be able to stop that freight train.
No, but I think that obviously Draymond did a great job on him, but I thought that collectively they sent doubles, and like Moody came over multiple times late in possessions to just get another hand up in his face and just send someone their way to kick the ball out of his hands. The fact that he only had six attempts, I know he had free throws and whatnot, against Draymond, to me, that, yes, Draymond deserves a ton of credit, but I also think stylistically the way that they were sending their timing, their double teams, they just didn't play buttoned-up smart basketball like that prior to the acquisition of Jimmy. They're just a smarter half-court defensive team.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, look, their defense has been better. You know, and they're able to now beat teams like the Bucks even at full strength. They handled them in Milwaukee without Giannis. And everyone was like, oh, well, you know, you beat a team without Giannis, that's a nice win. Lillard had, I think, 38 and 10 turnovers, that was. Mm-hmm. And in this game, it's like, all right, we'll do it now. Like, do it when the team is at their full strength. And you threw this question out earlier. I think it's a good one. You know, with everything that the Warriors were up against, without Steph, end of a back-to-back, third game in four nights, fourth game in six nights, Milwaukee at full strength, like, is that the most impressive win to you so far since they've gotten Jimmy Butler?
I think it is for me, just as of right now. No, I don't know how much that's saying. I think a lot of people, like, dismiss the Bucks as a championship team. Giannis is one of the greatest players ever. I mean, like, he's on a short list of one of the greatest international players of all time. All right. And say what you want about Brook Lopez, the guy could still go off. He did last night. Dame Lillard's clearly, I have like a running gag where I like to rip Dame Lillard because he plays zero defense and I don't think that he elevates others, but he's still a great all time player, top 75 player. And yeah, they cut their faucet off. The one thing, though, is Jimmy has had an unbelievable amount of success against Milwaukee going back to the Miami days. And now I kind of know why. When Middleton hurt the knee, he became a completely different player. They don't have anyone to physically match up with him out on the perimeter. It's a great matchup for Jimmy Butler. And then he not only can go out on the perimeter and kind of, you know, play a nice court game in terms of facilitating and getting to his spots, but he can also back you down on the block. They don't really have, like, if you're trying to guard him with Kevin Porter Jr., good luck.
No, I mean, you just can't. Like, well, that's where, you know, Butler isn't the athlete that he used to be, certainly at age 35, but he's still just as smart as ever. And like, he understands how to get his at whatever time he wants. Yeah. And I think that's where the Denver game, I think you saw it a little bit, like when he realized that they were on the verge of losing that game, he tried to turn it on, but the rest of the team was just playing so sloppy, they weren't going to be able to get it done. Also, you got to credit the Nuggets. They made a lot of incredible shots down the stretch.
I thought the contested shot making from them was out of this world.
The Russell Westbrook three, when he was 1-for-8 and still took it and was all
after
net.
After airballing?
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, if he's going to hit that, you just got to tip your cap.
Michael Porter Jr. hit a shot and Buddy Hield was all over him. It was a great, I thought it was great defense. You cannot play any better. And Michael Porter Jr. just rose up, bang. I mean, with a guy all up in his grill, it was an unbelievable shot. They did a really good job hitting big shots. Yesterday, though, like Gary Trent Jr., who was known as a shooter, streaky one, I thought that they did a really good job contesting him. I think that their contested shots have been significantly better in the last month, month and a half. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I think Buddy Hield is playing good defense. The shot drives me nuts, okay? The whole experience of Buddy is a roller coaster. But defensively, he's way more consistent than I thought. He tries hard.
Yeah, he's not as, I feel like he was advertised this summer as like a traffic cone.
Jordan Poole, that's what I thought that he was going to basically be. Like, meaning, I don't care to pay attention off ball.
Well, I think that Buddy Hield is someone that, like, as a one-on-one guy, I don't feel good. But he's surprisingly kind of good off the ball. Like, I feel like he'll stick his hand when a guy is driving in, rip it. At the very least, and he uses, I mean, he's like 6'5". Like, he's at least big enough to kind of body a guy if you charge into him. And the only place that I still just, I cannot get over Buddy Hield is when he's bringing the ball up or they start a transition fast break and the ball ends up in his hands and he's got to make a decision that does not include shooting the ball. That's the only time where I'm still just like, give it up. I don't care if it's to Quentin Post. Have him bring it up and let Buddy Hield float to the corner.
I need to have a one-on-one, the goofball game, Kuzma versus Buddy. Like, just an empty gym, get the YouTube cameras out, let's see it.
Dude, I can't stand. There's Kyle some Kuzma. Players that I just cannot stand. Kyle Kuzma's one of them.
He drives me insane.
And he was actually a big part of why they ended up taking the lead, because he just got hot in that third quarter and started knocking down threes.
He's way bigger than you think. He's got multiple inches on Kuminga.
He is, and I know they didn't have anything for Middleton, and they basically got a guy who could play. But
Middleton's knee's shredded.
But Kuzma is also a reason that, like, if you're looking at the Bucks, you just look at their five-man starting lineup. Giannis is still, even in, what, he's in like year 12 or something. Yeah. He's still awesome. Damian Lillard, whatever you think about him, he's still a good player. Everyone else beyond that, like Brooke Lopez, is ancient.
100%. Statue.
Torian Prince is...
I think he's weak.
Fine. No, and Kyle Kuzma is just a chucker.
He's a clown.
Like, their team makes no sense. And that's why, I guess, if people want to call in, and again, 888-957-9570, if you want to say that last night didn't, I don't know, push you back into the vibes that we were feeling, again, over the weekend coming off the win against the Knicks, I'll hear that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the Warriors got a win when they were, like, they were underdogs last night.
No Steph.
No Steph Curry, and they got it done.
And not only that, I think the Bucks being at full strength is important. Well, I guess no Bobby Portis, but being that close to full strength is a big deal. Like, when they played the Knicks multiple times, you miss Jaylen on one of them, and you miss Kat on the other one, right? And so that's going to kind of poo-poo that one for some people. I feel like this is one of their best wins, especially given how bad, you know, 22 hours earlier was in terms of the turnovers. And that third quarter, it wasn't like the Bucks gave up. I thought the Bucks were valiant. In that third quarter, the Warriors were throwing the ball around. They didn't have the tempo. The Bucks were hitting shots. And for them to stabilize, right the ship, and then close it out the way they did going away, that was extremely impressive. That was an impressive win for me.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.